So you sort of have a one, two, 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 three, four. This is all being recorded, and I'm really going to regret that. But you heard that last one as a one and a two and a three and a doodle doo 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 one and a two and a three da doodle doo 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 one and a two and a three. The first one was doo dee da doo da 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 one and a two and a one and a two one and two and da ba da. So you have that kind of thing going on. Question here. Yes. Yes, different bowing patterns. They're similar in some respects, but because of the ornaments, I think it's a whole different thing. I don't really have it, so I can't really describe exactly. But the ornaments, for one thing, you can do some of these ornaments without changing the stroke, and I've never understood how to do that. It's like just one little grace note. You can sort of initiate a new note by just playing an ornament right above it without changing the bow stroke, and it's really beautiful. And Kevin's a real master at it. Of course, I'm talking about him again, and he's not here. But it's the bowing changes a good bit. There's a question in front.
What's one of your favorite Celtic melodies, like slower melodies, maybe you
could play it for us? Yeah, I'll play a melody I like. I'd like to learn the words of this. There's actually, they call the melody a lot of times an air. It's the tune. An air usually means a song, though, a song that would be sung as opposed to played. But it's also a tradition in Ireland to play a slow air, without the words, sing it with your instrument. This one, Paddy Green Shamrock Shore, I think Paul Brady sings that. And it's a very simple little melody.